Welcome to the Watoto Church podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Welcome again to our church service today. What an amazing worship session we have had today. Always great to be in the presence of Jesus. Fantastic worship session. And also great series we've just concluded. Faith on display in the book of James. Amazing teachings. If you missed any of them, please find them on our website or you can go to our YouTube page. And I know you will be absolutely blessed. Now, one of life's big questions is a question on identity. So every now and then, you need to pause, reflect, and ask yourself, who am I? Very important question. This is true for individuals, but is also true for organizations, certainly true of the church as well. We need to pause, reflect, and ask ourselves who we are. You see, identity is such an important thing. And with time, as we grow and begin to do many things, we can easily get lost in our identity. We begin to think we are what we do, the things that we do, or what we are known for. And when we begin to lose our identity, we begin to lose focus on our purpose or even our mission. And at the end of the day, you end up with an identity crisis, which is a big thing around the world. So we gotta pause, reflect, and ask ourselves that very important question of identity. We see Jesus doing exactly that in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 13 to 19. Amazing portion of scripture. It says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you? He asked. Who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter. And on this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. What a powerful portion of scripture. Here Jesus is having a conversation on identity. And he starts by asking his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is? And of course, their responses were based on what they knew. The people they knew, John the Baptist, other powerful prophets. Because many times people confuse your identity by equating what you do to others and think you are like them. But Jesus shifts the attention from what other people say and he asks them, but you, who do you say I am? Because that's where it matters. And Simon Peter said, you are the Christ. Not just the Son of Man, but you're the Son of the living God. And Jesus said that cannot come from flesh and blood. Only God would have revealed that. And because of that revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus says he would build his church and the gates of hell will never be able to stop it. So who are we as Watoto? My friends, we do very many things. And some people know us for what we do in caring for vulnerable children, or they know the children's choir, or the work we do with vulnerable women. And some people know us for the events we do. But at the core of who we are, friends, we are a church. That's who we are. We are a church, and we are not ashamed to be the church of Jesus Christ. One time, a friend of ours, he's an evangelist from the UK, actually part of the Church of England. He's called Jay John. He shares a story of how he was on a plane and they were sitting next to this woman. And so he starts a conversation with this woman, asks this woman, "What do you do?" And she tells Jay John what she does. And so she asks Jay John, "What do you do?" Jay John began to think, how do I introduce the fact that I'm an evangelist? I actually work in the church. Because many times when I introduce it, some people turn me off. They don't want to talk to me. And so Jay John thought about it and turned to this lady and said, "I work for the biggest enterprise on planet Earth." "Wow," she said, "what is that? And what do you do?" And Jay John thought, said, "You know what? We are literally in almost all countries. Every single community, you will find us there. I mean, we run education programs. We have hospitals and hospices. And I mean, we are involved in taking care of people from birth to death. Our operations are even intergalactic." And this woman goes like, "Wow, what enterprise is that?" And Jay John responds, "It's the church. Have you heard of it?" Jay John is right. You know what, my friends? The Church of Jesus Christ is the hope of the world. And the Church of Jesus Christ is the most powerful institution by far when it comes to life transformation. Nothing can come close to the Church of Jesus Christ. And from the portion that we read, it says some things about the church. Number one, Jesus is the owner of the church. He said, "I'll build my church." The church does not belong to human beings. It belongs to Jesus. Second, it's Jesus who is building his church. He's the builder. Man just happens to be the servant building. But the other truth from this portion that we've just read is that Jesus is ultimately the sustainer of the church. In the times we are living in, where we're not gathering in the buildings, some people think the church is closed. The church can never be closed. The church is more alive. Jesus said, "Not even the gates of hell shall be able to stop the church." We are the church of the Lord Jesus. Here at Watoto Church, we celebrate Christ because he's the center of everything. We know he owns Watoto. We know it is Jesus who is building Watoto. We know it is Jesus who will sustain Watoto through the days that lie ahead. So my friends, who are we? We are a church as Watoto. We never ever take that lightly. That's how we started. That's who we are today. And that's how we will continue to be. The church. Now this truth that Jesus is the owner, is the builder, and sustainer of the church has three implications. And I'm going to talk about one of them today. But here are the implications. It is only in Christ that we have our number one identity. But it is only in Christ that we get our authority. And it is only, thirdly, in Christ that we receive our assignment. Only in Jesus. Today, I just want to talk about the first one, our identity. As a church, my friends, as Watoto, our identity is in Christ alone. Our identity, my friends, never comes from our tribes or race or nationality, doesn't come from political affiliation or even our social status. Our identity is in Christ alone. That's a very important thing, because that's what brings us together. Christ, He is the center of everything we do, and He is the one who gives us our identity. We are not ashamed to be called followers of Jesus. That's why it's all about and will always be about Jesus. That's our identity as Watoto. We are the bride of Christ. We are the body of Christ. We are the church. That's who we are. Two key thoughts that I want to leave with you when it comes to our identity that comes from Christ. Number one is this: in Christ, we become children of God. What an amazing thought. We become sons and daughters of God. John chapter 1 and verse 12. Says, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, sons and daughters of God. And I'll continue to verse 13, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. In Christ, we become sons and daughters of God. We become born again. It's only in Christ. Let me tell you, my friends, you do not become part of the children of God by just being part of a particular church. It's good to be part of church, but what makes us children of God is Christ in our hearts, receiving Him, embracing Him, bowing to Him, and calling Him the Lord of your life. That's what makes you a child of God. That's an amazing identity. 1 John chapter 3. And verses 1 to 3 says, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. So, dear friends, now we are children of God. And what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him. Yes, that's where identity comes from. For we shall see Him as He is, and all who have this hope in Him purify themselves just as He is pure. We are sons and daughters of God in Christ. That's our identity. And as sons and daughters, the Bible says, we become co-heirs with Christ. My goodness. We have inheritance like Christ has in the kingdom of God. That's an amazing truth. Don't you ever forget this, that you are a son, you are a daughter of the Most High King, because you've received Christ in your heart. That's our identity. And now the second thought that I want to leave with you today is this. Now that we are sons and daughters of God, what does it mean? Second thought. In Christ, we become family. You are my brother. You are my sister. We have the same Father, so we become part of a family. You've heard us say this, and it's a quote that someone mentioned some time back, that church is not an event we go to. Church is a family we belong to. When you become a son and a daughter of God, He places you into a family. And that family is your local church. I have heard some people say that me, I'm a kingdom citizen, and anywhere I go, that is church for me. Listen, you are a homeless saint. You need to find a home church where you're accountable, where you're contributing, where you are actually a part of. That's God's desire. You have to be part of a spiritual family, a local church. And as Watoto, we are a local church. Yes, we have all these campuses, and those are different centers where we celebrate Christ. We're a local church. So in Christ, we become sons and daughters of God. But in Christ, we become family. In Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 to 50. And this is Jesus talking about this spiritual family. It says, while Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother, his biological family, his mother and brothers stood outside. They wanted to speak to him. Someone told him, your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you. He replied to him, listen carefully. Jesus said, who is my mother and who are my brothers? He was about to unpack a powerful truth. Pointing to his disciples, he said, here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Jesus was emphasizing the place of our spiritual family. He was saying, yes, the biological family is important, but the spiritual family is even more important. Why? The spiritual family is an eternal family. It's the one you'll spend eternity with. And that's why we pray for our families, so that they can get born again, and then we'll spend eternity with them. You know, when Jesus comes back, the Bible says, man and wife will be asleep in bed, and one will be taken and the other left behind. Not even the closeness of biological family can make you a child of God. Only Christ makes you a child of God, and in Christ we become that spiritual family. So how do we practice this idea of family? Because when we come together in the big gatherings, which we love to do, it's a powerful witness. It's hard to really be brother and sister and do life together. So here at Watoto, we are a cell-based community church. We practice this powerful truth of family through small groups. We call them cells. And these small groups are authentic communities of believers who are committed to doing life together. That's why we are not afraid to say, hey, if you are a part of Watoto, you need to be part of a small group. Let me tell you, if you're not yet part of a small group, you are missing out on a lot. There's so much that God does in small groups. Someone once said, when we come together, we get inspired, we enjoy the worship, we get fed with the word of God, and we get to hear great things that God is doing. But if you want to see firsthand God at work, become part of a small group. That's where you will witness life change and community transformation, in a small group. That's where God begins to use the gifts that are inside of you, in small groups. That's where you begin to feel the full impact of what it means to be part of the family of God. Just like Jesus was seated with his disciples, and when they came to him, what we just read, he turned to the disciples and says, here my brother, here's my sister, here's my mother. It's in context of small group with those who are doing the will of God. So we are a small group church. We do family through small group. There are four pillars that define our small groups. And I'm going to give them to you. I want you to think about these four pillars just like a table with four legs. Because we meet in houses when we're doing small group. And we eat together around the table. That top of that table is about doing life, which we all love to do. And here are the four legs for our small group, which are pillars for our small groups. Number one, in small groups, you will experience meaningful relationships. We were never designed to do life alone. In a time of loneliness, it has become very clear to us how important other people are in our lives. So in small group, you get to do life with others, and you get to do life beyond just the surface. It's deep relationships that are built in there, meaningful relationships, because we are family. But the other pillar in small groups is this. You get to experience spiritual growth. Because in small group, we get to discuss about life and the Bible, and then we begin to pray for each other. You will grow spiritually. The Bible says, iron sharpens iron, so does one man sharpen another. My friend, spiritual growth, yes, when we come to church on the weekend and then we are fed, we get something spiritually. But in small group, where we do life together beyond the meeting, we are always encouraging each other and growing. You want to grow spiritually? Become part of a small group. The other pillar, the third pillar, is leadership development. You have gifts. You have talent. You have huge potential. And the small group is a great environment for your gift to be identified, for you to discover your potential and grow. That was true for me. I got to discover my leadership abilities in small group. I started being part of small groups here at Watoto as a teenager. There were teen cells. And that's where you're given opportunities to lead. And I began to lead a small group of teenagers. Then we used to come together as many small groups, and we became a fellowship and became a leader there. We joined university, continued to be involved in small groups. And when we wanted to grow and expand the small groups beyond the university boundaries to the hostels that were coming up around the university, I was asked to lead that particular venture of growing small groups outside of the university. I mean, I began to learn how to manage my time, began to learn how do you get the right leaders, how do you find hosts. That's leadership stuff. I learned it in small group. In small group, your potential is developed. But the other final pillar of our small groups is this: community engagement. Our small groups don't exist for themselves, just for the members. They exist in community so they can engage the community, share the word of God with the community, do practical things to help the vulnerable community, and even address some physical challenges in the community, because the community problems become our problems as small groups, and we begin to spark community development. And small groups are such an important part of who we are. That's how we get to do family as Watoto. So what have I said today? Jesus is the owner, the builder, the sustainer of his church. That's a key truth from what we read in Matthew. And as Watoto, we are a church that is owned by Jesus, being built by Jesus, and is sustained by Jesus. We are not ashamed to be called a church. We are a church. And as a church, we get our identity from Christ, not from what people say, not from the labels people give us. Our identity comes from Christ. And in Christ, we become children of God. In Christ, we become family. That's who we are, my friends. Next week, I'll talk about the other two. But let me end by asking you this question. Are you a child of God? Do you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? If you don't, I want to give you an opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. When you do that, John chapter 1 says, he gives you the right to become a son and the daughter of God. And then you can become part of the family of God, the church of the living God. If that's you, would you repeat this prayer after me? Say, dear Jesus, I thank you that you love me. Today I have heard your word, and I confess that I'm a sinner. Forgive me of all my sin and make me your child. In your name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. We are so excited that today is the first day of the best of your days ahead as a child of God, as a co-heir with Christ. Please, we want to be in touch and help you in whatever way we can. Write to us, connect at whattotochurch.com. We would love to be in touch with you. And if you are not in a small group, or you had a small group before and you had sort of dropped off, get back. Call your small group leader. Say, hey, I want to be a part of the small group. But if you are searching for a small group, a spiritual family to do life with, we would like to also help you. Write to us, sell@whattotochurch.com, and we will connect you to a family of believers who you will do life with together. Thank you for being a part of church. God bless you. Have a fantastic week.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@whattotochurch.com.